From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. As memorials continue in El Paso and Dayton, in Atlanta yesterday, dozens of people gathered near the state capitol to honor victims of gun violence. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Haley Gray. Karina Morgan.
The names of more than 1,500 people who died in Georgia last year due to gun violence were read one by one as faith leaders and elected officials gathered for a vigil. Georgia Representative Lucy McBath, whose son was shot and killed in 2012, says it's their ethical duty to remember those who have passed.
We must honor those that we have lost. And yes, we'll continue to honor those that we will lose, because there will be more. But we're going to tell their stories, because the stories matter.
McBath is one of many lawmakers calling for more restrictions on guns, including stricter background checks following recent mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, where 32 people were killed. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Governor Kemp is taking steps to combat the growing number of cyber attacks on state agencies. As part of a new executive order, nearly all state employees will need to undergo cybersecurity training at least twice a year. Kemp spoke to WSB about the decision.
It is frustrating, but you also have to be realistic. It's going to happen. It happens everywhere. We might as well own it and be as prepared as we can.
The directive comes after three state agencies were recently hit by ransomware attacks. The Administrative Office of the Courts, the Georgia State Patrol, and the Georgia Emergency Management Agency were the agencies that were hit by cybersecurity attacks. Another Georgia county will no longer prosecute misdemeanor marijuana cases. Richmond County joins Gwinnett County in its decision. Georgia legislators legalized hemp with a law that went into effect this year, but law enforcement does not currently have a test to distinguish hemp from illegal marijuana. According to the Augusta Chronicle, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is currently working on developing new protocols for the testing of the two plants. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org, where we are live streaming right now.